exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Hey, everybody, I'm Alan Taylor. This is The Drive from the Los Angeles International Auto Show. Today, in association with USA Today. So you're going to hear me saying that a little bit throughout the show. They've asked me to work with them and interview some of these executives at the auto show, like the president and CEO of Mazda. We'll be talking to him momentarily. My friend Dave Merrick from Acura, executive director of Acura. And because of him, we have a beautiful Acura NSX on the show floor right now. Then our friends from Hyundai Infiniti, the president and CEO of Jaguar Land Rover. Jaguar just unveiled a concept vehicle called the I-Pace. It's the SUV, all electric, though. It's beautiful with a cab-forward design, and it'll get 220 miles on one charge, and you can recharge it in 90 minutes. And then we're going to talk about navigation and a new company called What Three Words. They've mapped the entire planet in 10 by 10-foot squares, and you can find out wherever you are within that square with three simple words. But first up, we have Morrison. He is the president and CEO of Mazda. And I understand, Morrison, that you have a brand-new Mazda CX-5.
Yes, indeed. The all-new CX-5 is our sweet spot product. We have sold current CX-5 for 4 years, and every year we increase the sales, and now it's the best-selling model for Mazda, and we are very pleased to introduce a new one, and with some great news.
Well, it's interesting because the CX-5 is... it's just the right size. It seems like that vehicle, and I have a friend who's had one for years now, has 130,000 miles, and his wife says, "You want to get a new car?" He says, "No, I love my CX-5. And I'm thinking, "No, get a new one." Maybe he's waiting for this model, right?
Absolutely. I think this is a real sweet spot for many people. And the CX-5 has been so popular, and this vehicle is further improved the quality. So it's an absolutely right vehicle to repurchase for those long-awaited customers.
There you go. It's right-sized, what I like to say. Now, you have a philosophy. Maybe you can explain the philosophy of Mazda. It used to be, you know, it was zoom, zoom. And I remember that. And I always liked the zoom, zoom. But you've added something new to this zoom, zoom philosophy. Maybe you could talk about it.
Well, I think a zoom, zoom is still very important word for us, expressing emotion to the Mazda. But we are producing the car, modern machine, something like an artwork, and producing driving fun for the customer who love driving. So Mazda producing driver's car.
Let's talk about the business. How is the business in the United States? You're the president and CEO. How are you doing?
Well, currently, I have seen a quite dramatic swing of industry from sedan to crossover. And Mazda has been very good at selling Mazda 3.
Yeah.
But now segment moving towards a crossover. So for us, CX-5 has become the number one seller.
Yeah,
it's
wow.
A significant shift. And we just launched the CX-9, which is a 7-passenger SUV.
Right.
And having a great, great review and attracting a lot of affluent customers. That's great news for Mazda.
Nice. Well, congratulations. A brand new CX-5 from Mazda shown here at the Los Angeles Auto Show. Can I ask you one last question? The electrification of automobiles. What is Mazda doing for the electrification of automobiles?
I think in the future, that is very important technology. We are developing that. But now our focus is how we can make combustion engine more efficient, driving a real fuel economy and the performance together. So we are very pleased introducing diesel engine technology with the all-new CX-5.
Wow, I did not know that. Now, see, here's interesting. A lot of folks are saying, well, electric cars are the thing of the future. And Mazda's taking a little different stance on this. Offering diesel. Congratulations. I like that out-of-the-box kind of thinking because everybody seems to run in one direction. And they were running away from diesel for a little bit. And you guys are running right into it. I like that.
Yes, absolutely. Jigging and zagging.
Right? There you go. Morrison, thank you very much. We have the president and CEO of Mazda North America. For USA Today, I'm Alan Taylor.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
I'm Alan Taylor. Welcome back. It is The Drive in association today with USA Today. My next guest is Dave Merrick from Acura. He's the executive director of Acura. Our show brought to you in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. So, Dave, I understand you are showing here at the Los Angeles Auto Show the Acura Precision Cockpit. What is that?
So, you remember in Detroit we showed the Precision Concept.
Okay.
And it's kind of a car that harks to what we're going to do from now on for Acura styling.
Okay.
You can already see it on the MDX, things like that. This, we took the interior of that and actually put a working model up on the stage that you can interact with and try out and kind of see our new system with the touchpad and the way we've done some driver distraction elimination. And simply put, we're trying to take what a touch screen does and add what a jog knob would do, a remote, and put that into a touchpad. So you literally don't ever look away. And you just kind of, you know exactly.
It's all intuitive.
It's all intuitive, and what you see is what you get. So
yeah.
The left-hand side of the touchpad is the left-hand side of the screen, and you never have to look down. And it's all extremely well thought out. We did, you know, getting deeper, we went to Ohio State. They have a lab, simulation lab. And so we were able to get millennials and Gen Y and people to try this, the people that actually would be the most critical. Because you and I, you know, we go, oh, I can't use that. I don't know. But, you know, and we vetted like tens of thousands of hours just with people and trying to see this new system.
It's got to be difficult because there's such a bell-shaped curve, you know.
And it's going so fast. You know, the curve's moving. It's like a wave.
Right.
But I think that, you know, from you go to a brand, and the brand is Precision Crafted Performance. So the idea is this, you know, you want this guy that's a performance driver. I want to drive. I don't want to look down at my phone or whatever it is. So
anything.
So this is how you can eliminate the driver distraction for any kind of car. But for us, it's very paramount to have no driver distraction.
Yeah, I can't imagine being in your position trying to, you know,
navigate.
Work all this stuff in there.
Yeah. I mean, it is, but it's kind of cool because literally it's changed who you hire as a designer too. You know, that it's not just a guy that can style or you know, a clay model or something. It's somebody with a whole background of user interface and experience. And yeah, it's great. I mean, it's really fun.
Now, how do you work with Honda and Acura and to differentiate these two brands and keep them unique to each other? I know you work in the design realm there at the top level.
Yeah, and I think there's also an executive creative director for Honda.
Yeah.
And we've worked together a long time. And in fact, he was at LA in our studio for 4 years or so we're really close, so we can, you know, we can dictate what's going to happen. But it's also, you know, every new designer, everybody wants to try the newest thing or the latest thing, so you have that roadmap of the Precision Concept and say, look, Honda's going to do something different than that. This is what we're doing. We're Precision Crafted Performance. We have this roadmap. Stick to that. I don't mind if you change what it actually is verbatim, but keep that theme in mind. So it's not as hard as you think. It's just, you know, and you want to make sure, even graphics, color choices, things like that, all of that goes into it.
Let's talk for a moment about the NSX.
Okay.
The NSX, such an iconic car and so well loved by the enthusiast, and you got to be involved with that.
You could pinch yourself, but you step back and think, wow, this is really happening. This is actually the NSX.
Yeah.
And I think that the approach to it, you know, at the time was, well, we can just make another, you know, car like we did last time. And it wasn't. It was literally, well, all hands on deck. you know, all of R&D. Say, you know what, we're doing the NSX. It better be.
Well, that's Ford's awesome. GT.
It's literally, you know, that's the whole brand right there. So everything we do from now on should relate to that Halo car. But just getting in it and experiencing it, it's unbelievable to me. It's just
I haven't driven one.
Well, you need to. I know some people.
Yes.
But I can tell you that Dario and Franchitti drove it. And Dario, I love this.
Indy 500 winner.
Multiple Indy 500. Best view of him is he gets in and he looks around. You know, race car drivers, they take a while to get going. He's got his belt, you know, and he's, like, getting everything just right. And he takes off and he just starts laughing. He just, like, it was so gleeful, you know. He's just like, and I every time I see that, I think that's so awesome because he just starts going, oh, my God, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So it's the whole thing. I think everybody put their heart into it, and the way to go forward is to have everybody put their heart into everything we're doing.
Yeah.
And we are.
Yeah.
And that's what it is, you know.
Yeah.
It's that performance attitude is so good.
Well, that you just described is driven to delight.
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
And that's what it is.
It's everything about that. It's just like, I've never experienced that. It's the Kings winning the Stanley Cup. I mean, it's like, oh, my God. I can't believe this happened. And that's every time you get in it, it's like that. You know, it's like, whoa.
That's a true car guy right there. We've been to many a Hot Rod show
We have
together.
Done that. Boy.
He's been a judge for me at Hot August Nights. And
will again.
And thank you for that.
Absolutely.
And, just a dear friend, Dave Merrick, thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan. Should I pull you off the chair?
don't pull me off the chair. I'm Alan Taylor. For USA Today at the Los Angeles International Auto Show. Thanks, Dave.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome back. I'm Alan Taylor, working today with USA Today. Our show is brought to you in part by Covercraft, celebrating over 50 years. Covercraft has been manufacturing premium quality car covers, and you can listen in also to our monthly Covercraft trivia giveaway. Check out covercraft.com for more information. Joining us right now from the show floor is my friend Dean Evans from Hyundai. Dean, I've been stuck in this booth all day. What have you guys shown on the show floor today? What have you guys unveiled for us today? What news do you have for us today?
You know, we're really excited today. We have announced our IONIQ, you know, our green platform that we're rolling out now this year. I mean, we went through that with the folks today, and I think that was really well received. But we're also, I think, we're raising the bar as well, because we're really focusing our energies not just around the product and the car, but also around the experience and the ownership model. And one of the things that we announced today was something we're calling IONIQ Unlimited. And it's what we believe is the first subscription model in the auto industry.
Subscription? In what way?
Yes. You know, we took a lot of look at the other industries out there today. We use cell phone companies, for example, and we said, really, how do you really simplify the auto buying process today? And what we did is we come together with a program now that says with just one price, one monthly payment, and you can choose for two trim levels, and you can choose between 24 months and 36 months. And after that selection, everything else is included. So whether it's registration and dock fees at the dealership, whether that's wear and tear on the vehicle, whether that's maintenance, and we're even as far as electricity, because what we're doing is we're offering the unlimited on our first EV, and even the electricity now is free, and we reimburse you for the electricity. It has an unlimited battery warranty for life, and so we really try to encompass all the costs that were out there for consumers to have to kind of pay for in addition, and we've rolled that all up to what we think will be the easiest customer business and ownership model in the industry.
Wow, and it does feel a little bit like the cell phone model. You know, a couple hundred bucks a month and I can have a car and don't have to think about anything else. I think I'm in, right?
Well, we hope we have a lot of we're-ins, and that's what we're hoping for. We're launching it in California in Q1, and we're launching it with the EV first to kind of test the waters and really do see if people respond, hopefully like you just did, and hopefully roll that out in larger, more robust format.
And then when we talk about Hyundai as a brand, obviously this is cutting edge, trying to help people get into the brand, into a car, and with something that they're familiar with, okay? Because cell phones, everybody has one these days. And this makes it kind of like buying almost a device rather than a car. So it's you're familiar with that type of purchase, and you don't have to worry about anything else. But let's talk about the cars that on the top end of the Hyundai brand. You make so many cars now. It used to be you had a couple. You've got a little bit of everything going on now. Maybe you could walk us through your lineup from this entry-level electric vehicle that you can now subscribe, get a subscription to all the way to the top. Go for it.
Yeah, no, thank you. I mean, what we started and launched last year, last fall, was our Genesis luxury brand.
Which is amazing.
Well, thank you. We think it's pretty amazing ourselves. I mean, we launched the G90, which is the flagship. We're really happy with that. We're sold out months in advance now for our flagship, which is always great. We're also working on a lot of great things like valet service for that business model, getting the car and taking it for the customer. So there's really limited exposure to the retailer if the customer chooses so, and really trying to reinvent the model at the luxury level. And then we're already doing that all the way down to the Ioniq, like we just talked about. And then there's obviously the whole Hyundai family in between. And like we had earlier announced today, we have 14 hybrid or electric vehicles coming between now and 2019. So we'll have a humongous offering with four more sport utilities coming before 2020. So the Hyundai you know today, in a few years, will even be transformed beyond what we're even imagining further.
Now, J.D. Power is the voice of the consumer, J.D. Power and Associates. I do believe that you guys have pretty high rankings in the J.D. Power categories of owner satisfaction. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Yes, I mean, we're always working to be number one there in sales satisfaction. That's obviously the core of why we're doing the things we're doing today, whether that's remote service valet, whether that's one price in a subscription model. All those things kind of help the consumer have a better shopping experience or service experience. And so we know it's more than just telling the dealers to work harder or, you know, make that experience better. We're in it with them to help revolutionize what we think is still an uncharted territory of betterment that we can get out of our business model, and that's why we're really working towards those areas.
Well, it's fun to watch. I remember when Hyundai offered the 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and it was like everybody was like, "What? They can't do that?" Well, you could, and you've done well with it, and you've got a lot of customers because of it, and the cars are still running well, and that makes them buy their second and third and generations of cars. So congratulations on being so cutting edge on this with this. The subscription model is amazing. I'm gonna enjoy watching that. Dean Evans, thank you so much.
Thank you for your help.
Congratulations over at Hyundai. They're doing a great job. Get out and test drive one of these machines. They're just fabulous. I'm Alan Taylor for USA Today at the LA Auto Show.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you.
back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, today I'm at the Los Angeles International Auto Show with our friends from USA Today. Our show brought to you in part by Bridgestone, and they're passionate about making tires that you can count on to perform when it matters most. Joining us right now is the Vice President of the Americas for Infiniti, Randy Parker. Randy, what do you think it is about Infiniti that makes their cars stand out the way they do?
I would say that the number one differentiator is our design. When Infiniti first came on the scene, people could tell that we put a lot of passion into our design. And I think that that's one of the reasons why people move to our brand, is because we do have a very unique and bold design, and we make a very bold statement in the marketplace.
I remember when you guys had some television commercials that were, like, controversial because there was nobody talking. Weren't even able to see the car. It was just like kind of like these swooshy lines, and everybody's like, what was that?
Yeah.
Remember those? I mean,
yeah.
You got awards for them, right?
Been a long time ago, but yeah.
Right, but I mean, there was something alluring about that. It was like, what car company has the guts to do that?
Right, right.
Well, you guys did, and you've come a long way with it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, when you think about cars becoming more like commodities in the marketplace, right? And so you've got to find unique ways to differentiate yourself, and people want something that's different, you know? Take my tie, for example. It's one of a kind, right?
And I complimented his tie, exactly, yes. Which I'm going to throw you down and take it off your neck and run.
So again, you know, people want something different, you know, and we try to make a statement in the marketplace with our design.
Yeah. Well, you do a good job. I recently drove the Q60. I mean, a nice car. We took it on a long drive, went to some wineries, just kick back. I mean, this car is luxury. It's nimble. I mean, it drives nice. It's got everything going for it. But it seems like I've heard rumors that the luxury segment is down a little bit. But you guys are still kicking butt.
Yeah, we are. It's we're definitely bucking the trend, and Q60 is a big reason why. Right now, the premium industry is down roughly about 1.7. Let's just call it 2%. But Infiniti sales for the fiscal year, we're up 3.4%. We've captured about 0.3 of a point of market share.
You know, it's like when you're racing, every little tiny bit counts.
Absolutely,
doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, and the Q60 is helping spur those sales for us. It's a beautiful car, wonderful design, very edgy. It's by far the halo for our brand, if you will.
Right. So there's a Q60 and a QX60.
Yes, sir.
Now, the Q60 is a sporty car.
Correct.
The QX60.
Sporty sedan.
Right.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, the QX60 plays in what we call the E-SUV category. So it's one of the largest SUVs that we have. And basically, if you're looking for a seven-seater crossover, a luxury crossover, the QX60 plays in that space. So it's great for luxury families that want some extra space. That's what the QX60 is all about. A little bit more for families, but still luxury.
Now, a friend of mine recently just sold his Range Rover to what he called upgrade to the QX80.
Nice.
And I'm telling you what, this is a special machine. I don't know how you guys pulled it off. That is not easy to get up into that ultra luxury area, but with the QX80 you did it and did a great job. I would love to have one of those.
Well, you know someone now, so I'm willing to help.
Yeah. If I can get a tie in the glove box, I'm
absolutely
in.
And you know what? The tie would be complimentary.
Okay, there you go. Talk about the big SUV segment.
Yeah, the QX80 plays in what we call the F SUV segment, right? And it competes with the Range Rovers of the world. It competes with the Cadillac Escalades of the world. And you know, our car, I think, we're a little bit more edgy. When you look at our design, it's probably by far the most edgy in the segment, and I think that's one of the reasons why people gravitate to the QX80. Plus, when you step inside, I mean, the car and the cabin speaks luxury.
Yeah, no question about it. And you had a special edition version.
Yes.
That it was like, what is this? A Bentley? No, it's an Infiniti. It's like, wow, really. I mean,
we amped it up a little bit.
I mean to tell you, nice job.
Thank you. Yeah, we amped it up for 2016, and that limited edition we're basically running out of them at this point in time. So, which is really good.
Speaking about special editions, what about this Neiman Marcus special edition I heard?
Yeah, well, back in October, we we launched a partnership with Neiman Marcus in their Christmas catalog. So the Q60 in the catalog is one of a kind. You can only get it in one color. We built 50 of them. You can only get it in one color, which is solar mica, and it comes with this beautiful designer gallery white interior. And they're going fast because we've only got a handful left, and it's not even Christmas yet. So it also comes with a designer handbag and a certificate of authenticity. So and the price point is around $63,000.
It's interesting, you know, that has always been kind of one of those golden rings, and you guys have achieved that. Congratulations on that.
Yes,
too.
thank you.
And then overall, the brand doing well, you say?
Yeah, I would say that we're doing extremely well. Obviously, we're not satisfied. There's always room for more, but we're growing, and that's what's really important.
Well, Senior Vice President, or I should say, let me do that again. Well, Vice President of the Americas for Infiniti, Randy Parker.
Thank you.
Love your cars.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for
having me.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm Alan Taylor from the LA Auto Show for USA Today.
Don't miss the latest auto news, videos, and real-world reviews. Find us online at The Drive with AlanTaylor.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I am in Los Angeles for the LA Auto Show, and I'm here with our friends from USA Today. Our show brought to you in part by Bridgestone, and they're passionate about making tires that you can count on to perform when it matters most. Now, on the show floor, all the automakers are showing all their newest product for 2017 and 18 and beyond. And joining us right now to give the State of the Union for Jaguar Land Rover is the president and CEO himself, Joe Eberhardt. Joe, let's talk about what you guys have shown the world.
Well, thanks for having me, Alan. Really appreciate it.
Well, you know, I've been going to some of your unveilings, and I got to tell you, I went to the one for the I-Pace, right, which is an all-electric SUV, and all I can say is that Ian Callum, once again, has knocked it out of the park. Beautiful design, but a 220-mile range on an all-wheel drive SUV is phenomenal.
It is, and thank you for the compliment. I'm sure
all-electric, too.
I'm sure Ian will appreciate it, but yeah, we unveiled the I-Pace two nights ago in Milk Studio in a very different way. It's actually the first virtual reality reveal of a car, and the experience itself is unlike anything I've ever had the pleasure of attending. But more importantly, the car really is our very first battery electric vehicle, a performance SUV for the Jaguar brand, really built from the ground up, which allowed us to take really advantage of that new drivetrain. So it's a completely flat floor. You have two electromagnetic drive units. You have 90 kilowatt hour batteries, 36 pouch cells, and all of that together makes for an exhilarating driving performance, 0 to 60 in about under 4 seconds,
which
and
is
a 220 mile range.
Rocket fast.
Yeah, all in an exciting package.
Yeah.
So really looking forward to getting that product to market. And I think we will be probably first to market in that category. This is a production intent concept. We will show the production concept very soon, and then the car will be in market in the middle of 2018.
You know what? I mean, cab forward design, which Ian Callum, who's the head of design, explained, since there's no engine in the front, right, you have these electric motors, but it gives you more room, more leg room, more design capability. And he's done such a good job. Right. I didn't get to sit in the car, but he talks about the rear seats having limousine-sized leg room. And, I mean, that's what we all want. We want a vehicle that has leg room not only in the front but also in the back. Because as I'm getting older, I want to go out with my adult friends. And it's great when get my kids to crunch into the back of these SUVs that have no leg rooms. But when you take four or five adults, and that is a full five-passenger SUV, you want leg room, you want comfort, you want safety. How about autonomy? I mean, everybody, this is kind of one of those big words, autonomy. I think this has got to have some semi-autonomy in it anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of our vehicles going forward will have autonomous features. And the way we look at it is more of as a driver assist feature than the full autonomy just yet. I do think in order to take hold of the full autonomy, a lot of things have to come together, regulations, you know, the whole question of how the infrastructure will actually work. There's still a lot of unanswered questions, but the technology can be used to support and enable the driver, which is where we concentrate our efforts on. So yes, that car will have some semi-autonomous features. And then we have the first fully autonomous vehicles running back in the UK, and we will be ready, I guess, when the market is ready with that technology as well.
So let's talk for a moment about Jaguar Land Rover, these two companies that I think your sales are doing pretty good in the U.S.
Yeah, we're not complaining. We're actually the fastest growing brand in the U.S. this year.
That's
with
awesome.
Jaguar. We're up 93% year
to
date.
93%?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I can get you a better one. October, we were up 225%.
That's got to be a record, right?
It is. It is. And we're on pace to do a record for the whole year. But that comes on the tails of Land Rover being the fastest growing brand last year. So we're up over 30% with Land Rover.
Wow.
We're building on that momentum, up 8%. And we have a chance to do our all-time record, which so far had been in 2002, about 101,000 units. And we think we have a shot to beat that this year. So, yes, we like what we see at the moment.
Well, you know, here we are in Southern California for the Los Angeles Auto Show. And you did have a little bit of an unveiling with a real famous surfer with the new Discovery.
We did. We actually, this is the North American debut for the new Discovery, our full seven-seat SUV. Phenomenally capable, good-looking, and very versatile vehicle. And we thought, what better way to showcase that than taking it to Venice Beach and put it in its natural environment. And with the help of Laird Hamilton and Gabby Reese, we were able to show off what the car
who better,
can do.
Right?
Yeah.
Southern California.
Right. So
that's
we,
awesome.
Yeah, we actually in Abbott County Boulevard, and we worked with a local merchant. So we have a different food truck every day. We have servers, bikes, skis. I mean, that car is for the active lifestyle. Yeah. And, you know, it has everything, including an activity key, which is a waterproof key that allows you to actually get right off the surfboard into your Discovery. Not that I would be in a surfboard, but
you know, I know I'm a little past that now. I like to watch my kids go surfing.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see, you know, so many people don't realize the difference between a Discovery and a Discovery Sport.
Right.
Same with a Range Rover and a Range Rover Sport.
Right.
Because you guys have done a really good job of having this family resemblance to where you have to kind of cock your head and go, wait a minute, is that the big one or the medium sized
right.
one? And then there's also the small one, the Evoque, which I think it has its own little thing going on, which I love the look and design of that, too.
Right, but it's intentional. We really want to create three families of Land Rovers. So you mentioned Range Rover, which consists of Range Rover Sport, and the Evoque. And that's really versatility and luxury and refinement. Then you have the Discovery family, consisting of Discovery Sport, which is even equally capable, but with a little more functionality and versatility. And then we will have, at one point, a new family, the Defender family.
Oh, can't wait on that one. Can't wait.
Yeah. So I have to wait a little bit, but it's like...
You know what? I'm going to be here, though. I'm going to be here, and we'll be taking it to the folks at USA Today. Now, one last thing. As you are the president and CEO of Jaguar and Land Rover,
yeah.
I happen to be a big fan of the F-Type.
Right.
How's the F-Type selling?
Oh, it's doing extremely well. I think overall our entire Jaguar lineup is doing well, but we're extremely pleased with the F-Type. We brought new engines. We brought the all-wheel drive version. You can get it in a manual, coupe, convertible. So we really have the broadest palette we ever had on that vehicle. And we're gaining market share, significantly market share. I mean, the segment is tough overall. The large sedan sports cars are, you know, under assault, if you will, from the SUVs
sure.
and the crossovers. Nevertheless, we are very happy with our market share gains, and we're outselling some really established competitors with the F-Type. So thank you for your kind words about the car.
Well, I'm a big fan of all the vehicles you make, and, you know, you have everything from the sportiest sports cars to the most capable off-road machines, I think, anywhere on the planet. So I would say that you're in a great spot with 93% growth year over year, and it's only going to get better from there. Joe,
absolutely.
thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, there you have it. Now you know what's going on in the world of Jaguar Land Rover. I'm Alan Taylor for USA Today at the LA Auto Show.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Today I'm at the LA Auto Show, and I'm here with our friends from USA Today. Our show is brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. Now, our next guest, he has a company called What Three Words. His name, Miles Reese Jones, and they have mapped the entire Earth in 10 by 10 foot squares. And other than that, Niles, I've got to have you explain exactly what you guys are doing. To me, this will change navigation as we know it.
Okay, so what we've done is we've divided the world up into 10 foot by 10 foot squares. And there are 57 trillion squares in the world. And we've given each one a three-word address. So three dictionary words to describe any spot on the planet. Now, the reason we've done that is because addressing is pretty rubbish around the world, right? So street addressing covers a very, very small proportion of the world. And even then, it's not particularly accurate. So if I type into my sat-nav, the LA Convention Center, the pin drops in the middle of the building. It's got multiple entrances, multiple exits, and it's difficult to find your way around. And then you move into kind of rural parts of the States, rural parts of Europe and the UK, or down into Africa, Asia, Latin America. They don't have street addresses. They don't have postcodes. They don't have zip codes. So we wanted to come up with a really simple, user-friendly version of coordinates, a really simple way to address the world.
Whose idea was this? I mean, first of all, it's brilliant, and I've seen it in action. And literally, you have 10 by... It's like a net over the world, and each square of that net is where somebody could be. So if you're out in the middle of a glacier in Iceland, and you drop a pin there, that is going to be assigned three words. What Three Words is the name of this company. So those three words are now the same as, you know, 2919 Seahorse Avenue, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Those three words are the address of where you are standing within that 10 foot by 10 foot square. So if there's an emergency, they know exactly where you were. Same for the pizza delivery guy who goes down a street that maybe the street has been, you know, rerouted or moved around, and maybe the house is remodeled, the front door was here, and now it's over here, and he's lost. And if you drop a pin at that front door, in that 10-foot square, on the app, he can find exactly where your front door is.
And you're going to get a piping hot pizza instead of a cold one. But you're right. The applications are almost limitless.
Yeah.
So we're used at music festivals to help people find their friends or remember where they put their tent.
Right.
We are being used in emergency response
apps. It's got to be huge for that.
It's fantastic. And vehicle recovery apps. And we're having a number of conversations about the applications for in-car, because one of the big problems with in-car is, and one of the biggest complaints is, navigation and voice recognition. And if I get into my car in London, I say, take me to Church Road. It says, which of the 19 Church Roads in London would you like to go to? Which is frustrating. Now I can get into my car and say, take me to Table Chair Lamp. And that is the only table chair lamp in the world. So the car knows exactly where to go.
That's the address. Table chair lamp. Three random words.
Yep.
It's absolutely amazing. To see it in action, it made me realize the value of this What Three Words app is, because I think when we have a natural disaster, it can really save lives and make the whole process faster which is, again, going to save lives.
Yeah, so we're being used by the Red Cross, the United Nations, the World Bank are using us to...
Military?
There are military applications, there are security. We were used, actually, at the Super Bowl to coordinate security around because, you know, you've got huge stadiums, street addressing isn't accurate enough. Trying to shout GPS coordinates down a field radio in a time of stress is just prone to error, and right. That's where problems occur. So we are being used in aid and humanitarian, but we're also being used to make businesses much more efficient.
Yeah.
So delivery companies, the last mile of delivery costs them about 30% of their overall delivery charges.
Wow.
Because you spend 5 minutes wandering around saying, "Is this the right number?"
Right.
Whereas now we can save delivery companies enormous amounts of money.
It's
so we're being used in Mongolia. So the Mongolian Post Office now deliver to 3 Mongolian words because they have 30% of their population are nomadic, moving around the Mongolian step, and now they use 3 words to deliver mail.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing, and I can see the whole world changing. And we are at the auto show, and you are obviously looking to get this in the cars,
yeah,
in order to make, I think, our lives ultimately more efficient.
When you get into autonomous vehicles, telling an autonomous vehicle to take me to the LA Convention Center, I would literally be driving through the front door.
Right.
It's even when you haven't got a steering wheel or pedals, it's even more imperative that you are very, very precise about where you want to go. And we believe we can bring that.
Giles Rees-Jones, you and your team at What Three Words are going to change the world and make it a better place.
Thank you.
There you go. Some great technology here at the Los Angeles International Auto Show that is going to affect all of us in a really good way. I'm Alan Taylor for USA Today. The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Auto News, exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Alan Taylor. This is hour 2 of our program today from the Los Angeles International Auto Show. And I'm here with my friends from USA Today, helping them do some interviews with some of these great guests that I get to have. Our first guest up in this hour is Hugh Milne. He is the marketing manager in charge of Silverado. And Hugh, I own 2 Silverados. So hopefully you can give us a state of the union of how Silverado and Chevy trucks are doing.
First of all, thanks for having me here. It's a pleasure to join you this morning. And Silverado is doing awesome. We have had some great years. We're on track at Chevy Truck to sell over 900,000 trucks this year.
That's a good year.
It's a very good year. We've grown retail share the last few years with Silverado Light Duty and Heavy Duty, and we're on track to do that again this year. And we just launched our new Duramax diesel.
Wait a minute. I have a Duramax diesel.
You do?
A new Duramax diesel.
Brand new Duramax diesel for 17.
Okay, so I've been loving on mine for 60,000 miles in 5 years, and so impressed, towing a lot of trailers, one-ton, dually, crew cab, four-wheel drive, amazing. I love the exhaust brake. I love the tow haul mode in the transmission. It's a smart transmission. It's amazing. You touch the brakes, and it downshifts, and you're like, hey, who did that? You know, it's because the truck knows you need
yep.
to use the gears to slow down. So, but I'm sure mine is now yestertech in comparison to what you're coming out with.
A little bit. And 60,000 miles, though, yours is not even broken yet.
I know.
Not even broken yet. But if you like that one, you like the power and performance you get out of that, the new 17 gets 445 horsepower, 910 foot-pounds of torque.
Oh, my gosh.
And we actually do it with 30% less emissions output than the previous generation.
That is a monster. I mean, what are you going to tow with that? A house?
Pretty much, your house.
Yeah, right, exactly. So when will this be out?
We're starting to build now, so fantastic. They'll be out here at the end of the year.
Awesome.
And we still have some of those great technologies you mentioned have just gotten even better. We still, you know, the diesel exhaust brake, improvements to that. We still feature the Allison transmission with hill-grade braking. All of those great things that you're used to. And we've got some new technologies in it, including digital steering assist, which basically means if you're hauling that big trailer down the road and you have a wind blowing at you and you're kind of having to apply some pressure to the steering wheel, it will actually learn that you're applying pressure and back that off so you basically don't have to apply as much pressure. So if you're driving across country, you're not worn out fighting your truck across the country.
You know, it's interesting. I have a commercial driver's license, so I've spent a lot of miles towing trailers, and it all resonates what you're saying. The experience of towing a vehicle today is a million times better than it's ever been. It's safer. It's easier. I wouldn't have a problem putting my wife behind the wheel towing a nice trailer. And I think before, and for many years, I would have never thought to do that. But today there's plenty of power. There's plenty of brakes. How about your gasoline engines? I know you've got a lot of competition now, and also you're hearing 8, 9, 10-speed transmissions in the future. What are you guys doing?
We're doing that, and we look at it as trying to provide a balance. So especially on our light-duty trucks, we actually have 3 engines available. They all feature 3 fuel-saving and power technologies, displacement on demand that shuts off cylinders when you don't need them, direct injection in the cylinder so we control the power and performance and emissions, and variable valve timing. And all of those things work together on all 3 engines to get you the best balance of fuel economy and performance and power.
It's interesting to go from my 1-ton 4-wheel drive crew cab diesel dually into my 1/2-ton lowered supercharged Chevy Silverado, which also has the tow haul mode.
Yeah.
And whenever it's in tow haul mode, sometimes I'll put it in tow haul mode just to have that transmission act a little differently. And I got to tell you, I love it. It makes it kind of like a sports car.
I'd say you get a little jump off the line there,
you know,
with your...
Yeah, and it holds the RPMs a little higher, and you touch the brakes, and it downshifts, and I have kind of a nice exhaust. And so I love sports cars, so when I can get in my sports truck, thanks to Ken Lingenfelter, you know, putting their supercharger and their lowering kit and some big Brembo brakes, I have a sport truck. And who would have thought, right? It's a truck and a crew cab on top of that.
If you like sport trucks, then you really need to drive the new diesel. We have our truck expo going on right now where we did a media event. That's where we revealed our Colorado ZR2, which is also new for 17.
Okay.
But while we were there, we put the new heavy-duty diesels on dynos, had 3 of them lined up, let people race, and they were getting numbers in the low 15s. We actually had someone break 15 seconds on the quarter mile.
With a diesel. Isn't that nice? Well, Chevrolet has a lot of great vehicles, and their truck line, I'm driving 2 for the last 5 years. 0 problems. Always happy with my Chevy pickups. And Hugh, thank you very much for giving us a little State of the Union from Silverado.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
For USA Today, I'm Alan Taylor here at the Los Angeles Auto Show.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Today, broadcasting from the Los Angeles International Auto Show, I'm Alan Taylor. I'm here with our friends from USA Today, and our show is brought to you in part by Haynes Automotive Repair Manuals, the information resource for the DIY enthusiast and the worldwide leader in automotive and motorcycle repair information for well over 50 years. Joining us right now is the president and CEO of Porsche North America. His name, Klaus Zellmer. Klaus, I understand that you've made some good announcements here.
Well, yes, we have cars that we bring here, and of course we've got one of our hero cars for the sports car in the sedan segment, which is the Panamera. And
I love how he says that, sedan. Sedan, sedan segment.
Yeah, and that car comes in a version, in a derivative version with a plug-in hybrid.
Plug-in hybrid, kind of like the 918 Spider,
that's
right?
Our super sports car. You're well aware of our range.
Well,
and we brought the technology that was in that super sports car now into different model lines, such as the Panamera.
So is this a world debut of the plug-in hybrid for the Panamera, for Porsche?
It's a debut here in the United States.
Okay.
And we've just started selling that derivative as well, and we're rather happy with the acceptance.
Now, there's a couple of rumors out there about a tiny little SUV from Porsche. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, what's tiny? What's little?
Smaller. I mean, you already have, you know, the Cayenne.
Yeah.
Then you have the Macan.
Yeah.
And then there's supposedly, I'm hearing some rumors about a smaller one.
Well, I hear those rumors as well, and I find it fascinating, the fantasy of lots of people out there, which is great for us.
You know,
that's flattering.
Yeah.
But matter of fact, our next big milestone in terms of products in the future will be the Mission E, which will be a battery electric vehicle. Of course, catering to everything that Porsche is known for, acceleration, top speed. And, of course, we also put a lot of emphasis on the fact that we will have an 800-volt system in there.
Wow.
Which enables you to get over 300 miles range, electric range, and you can recharge the battery up to an 80% level within 15 minutes, which is new to the industry.
Wow, that's huge.
That's huge.
And what kind of a range will this vehicle have?
310 miles. That's what we figure out now.
Okay.
Now, let's see when the car hits the road, because that's going to be by the end of the decade.
Wow. This is big news, by the way.
This is very big news for us as well. That's a milestone in our history.
So how important is California? Here we are at the LA Auto Show. How important is California for Porsche?
Oh, very important, because California and Porsche, that's like a love affair that began in the 50s.
Right.
With the 356 Speedster was introduced here in the LA area. And actually, Porsche started coming to life and building up that spirit, that image here in California. Now, talking about the sales today, 23% of all Porsches sold are sold in California. In the U.S., sold in California.
Wow.
California, if we were to look at it as a country or a single market, it would be number 5 in our global sales world.
So let's talk about the lineup for Porsche. I mean, you guys were originally a sports car company, and now you have SUVs, and you have electric vehicles, and you have supercars. What is the best-selling vehicle that Porsche makes right now?
Oh, right now, it actually is the Macan.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's our SUV.
Right.
And there's something I think is important if you want to understand Porsche and our product lineup, which is that whatever car we build, it's always a sports car. Now, you said sports car, you associate, of course, with the 911 and Boxster and Cayman.
Right. Sure.
In the segment of sedan vehicles or SUVs, we always build the sports car. Whether they have four doors, the engine sitting in the middle of the car, at the end of the car, or in the front of the car, we always try to deliver a sports car that is in its segment something very special.
Interesting. Well, there you have it. I'm Alan Taylor for USA Today at the LA Auto Show.
You're listening to the Entertainment Radio Network. Brands you trust, people you love. ERN brings magazines to life, like the show you're listening to right now. Check out ernlive.com for more of your favorite magazine radio shows, and check out our videos too. That's ernlive.com. You can also listen to free podcasts of our shows at ernlive.com. Magazines brought to life on your radio, when you want and where you want. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R.
Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hi, everybody. I'm Alan Taylor here at the Los Angeles International Auto Show for USA Today. Joining me right now is Mike McHale from Subaru. You know, I know the slogan for Subaru because I've heard it so many times. Yeah. Love. It's what makes a Subaru. Is that true?
That is absolutely correct. I can vouch for it.
Now, the question is, we're looking for some breaking news from Subaru today from the Los Angeles Auto Show.
Yeah, so today we showed a concept car, and it's the biggest concept we've ever made. We call it Visiv 7.
Wait a minute. What's it called?
Visiv 7.
Okay.
And Visiv is our concept line of products. And 7 denotes the number of people you can at least fit in the car. Oh,
so this is a big SUV.
It's the biggest thing we've ever done.
Wow.
It is easily the biggest concept we've ever done. And we're doing it to get across the idea that in about 12 months' time, we'll be making an all-new 3-row, 7 or 8 passenger SUV. The biggest thing we've ever done. So we're priming that pump a little bit now. We're getting that message out.
So, I mean, Subaru, I happen to know because I follow the news in the business.
All right.
You guys have been having some record sales years in a row.
That's right.
Talk about
that. That's right. This year we'll sell over 600,000 cars.
Wow.
And about 10 years ago, we were selling 100,000 cars or 150.
Look at that.
So we have really climbed up that pole. It's just, you know, it's a greasy pole,
yeah,
and some people are slipping down it, and we're climbing up it, so we feel good for that.
Well, it's interesting to watch a car company that was always known for small cars, and now, so the news here today is a big 7 or 8 passenger.
That's right.
And whenever you hear that kind of 7 or 8, you can lean to the fact that there may be an eight passenger vehicle coming from Subaru.
Right.
But you guys went through the hardest times of the recent, you know, economy crash, and you were having record years even then.
That's right. We have just now posted 59 consecutive months of sales increases.
Wow.
And 8 years of sales increases year over year. So in that crash of 7, when everybody fell through the floor, we sold 1% more. It was only 1% that year, but it was 1%.
That's it.
We sold that. So we can say we've had 8 consecutive years sales increases. Nobody else has done that.
You guys have, by the way, congratulations.
Thanks.
You guys have stuck with this Boxer-style engine all these years.
Yep.
Will that change in this new big SUV?
No. Boxer is the center of who we are. We like that engine. It has a low center of gravity. It does the job, we think, better than an inline four, but people make whatever they make. But we like Boxer, and we'll keep doing that.
How about all-wheel drive? All Subarus or all-wheel drive? Is that going to stay?
We do BRZ as an exempt to our own rule.
Okay.
And we're allowed to break our own rule on that car because it's a rear-wheel drive car. And if you have to break the all-wheel drive rule, it's okay to break it for a rear-wheel drive
sports car. That's right. I actually forgot about that.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah.
There's another company that's not going to be around for long that also makes kind of a sister vehicle to the BRZ.
Oh, yeah, the Scion. Yeah. Yeah. So they're going away. But I think their version of the car, you know, we engineered the car. We produced the car. I think their version of it becomes a Toyota at this point.
Do you think that just maybe confused people a little bit? Because it did for me.
I guess they have to worry about that. the people that love Subaru know that we make the BRZ, and they know it's our engine in there, and they like that, and they buy it. And it gets more press for us than any car you can imagine.
Now, Subaru has something that they do that I absolutely love and respect, which is when you buy a Subaru, Subaru makes a donation.
That's right.
To something, you know, there's a couple different ones you can choose from. But you guys have donated, the numbers are, do you know what they are? Because they're staggering. And I was like, OMG.
Yeah,
this is amazing.
It's close, this year's close to $100 million. Closing on that in around, I think it's 8 or 9 years we've been doing it.
Wow.
And we do it in the holiday period. So anytime you buy a car between, I think it's November 25th and January 5th, it's something in that period, we donate $250. And you get to choose where the money goes. We give you 5 options. It's usually ASPCA, Meals on Wheels, that kind of thing. And you get to choose. And so it makes people feel good because we could take the money off in incentives and do all of that stuff. But people like the idea of giving back, and us enabling that feels good to our buyers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant, and I love the slogan. I've never seen any car company ever have the gumption, the guts, the courage
right.
to have a slogan that is love. It's what makes your cars
that's
what
right.
they are. And Subaru, I think that if you ask an owner, you find that that's true because yep. I have, and they're like, oh, yeah, we love our car.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. We're busy at the show. Ironically, where we're busiest is not here right now. We have the new Impreza coming out that we're just about to debut, and that goes on sale at the beginning of December. All new platform. It's a small compact car, you know, competes with Corolla and Civic. So it competes in that space, and it's always been the quiet model of the brand.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're Outback and we're Forester, and people know us for that. But Impreza has always been a good offering. This time we've really done it. It's a whole new architecture. It's called Global Platform.
Mm.
It's quiet, safe. It's this really strong, well-engineered architecture that underpins the vehicle. And then the car sits on top of it beautifully. So if you see that car in the next couple of weeks, check it out. Go, you know, take my recommendation as a totally biased observer
yeah.
and go and check it out. I think you'll like it.
Well, Mike and I have been in some interesting positions yeah. together well. In cars on Ireland in a Mini Cooper many that's years right. ago. We almost that's lost right. our lives. He saved us by his good driving. Thank you for giving me my life back,
yes,
Mike McHale. And congratulations, a 7 or 8 passenger vehicle coming from Subaru. That is the big news. And a brand new Impreza here at the Los Angeles Auto Show. You'll be showing the Impreza win.
We showed it in New York
oh,
last year. It
okay.
goes on sale next month.
Oh, so it goes on sale next month. There it is. I'm Alan Taylor from the Los Angeles Auto Show for USA Today with Mike McHale from Subaru. There's more news here at the show. Stay with us.
Say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Today I'm broadcasting from the Los Angeles International Auto Show with my friends from USA Today. And also, don't forget our show brought to you in part by Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction and exhibition. The next one coming up in January 14th through the 22nd. Don't miss it. Check out BarrettJackson.com for more information. Joining me right now from Jeep is Scott Tallon, celebrating 75 years. Scott, I understand you've just made an announcement here with a brand new vehicle. What is it?
Yeah, so Alan, it's been a big day here for Jeep in Los Angeles. So today we did the world debut of the all-new Jeep Compass. So huge day. We're excited. We'll be launching the vehicle into the marketplace Q1 of next year. But, you know, represents a huge opportunity for Jeep. This is the C segment that this right. Jeep will compete in.
Right.
And it's not an evolution of the Compass we currently have in market today, but an all-new vehicle, ground up. And it is an absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal Jeep.
You know, I've spent some time in a Compass. Fun little machine. I mean, really. And what's really fun is when you find these little secret Jeeps driving around in the windshield and the black part of the windshield and in the taillights. And what do you guys call that?
Well, they're Easter eggs. And you know
Easter.
What? They're Easter eggs. And you're like that. You got to find them, right?
Right,
and
right.
I can assure you, there are plenty of Easter eggs in the new Compass
it's
as well.
It's so fun.
But it makes it fun for the owner, right? Because
yeah.
you're washing your car, you're putting something in the back, and you notice, you go, what is that? And you look a little closer and you
yeah.
go, that is really cool.
Well, I'll tell you how I found one. I was driving down the road, and I was stuck in typical L.A. traffic, dead
sure.
stopped, and the sun was coming through, and I looked at the seat, and there was a little Jeep going down the road on the seat. It was a shadow.
Right.
And I looked, and I went, what is... And I looked in the corner of the windshield, and there it was. It was, you know, it was a shadow from the sun, and I thought, that's brilliant. I found out about what you guys do. It's kind of like a little gift, a little payback for, you know, buying a fun vehicle. There's fun hidden in it.
Well, that's that's exactly what it is. It is. It's a gift to the owners. It's something fun for them. It's part of the overall ownership experience. You know, you're not just buying an automobile. You're buying a Jeep, for one.
Right.
But it's a lifestyle car. And people, they're passionate about their Jeeps. They share the same passion we do at the brand. Yep. And it's a lot of fun for them to experience that along the ownership, you know?
Yep. You know, it's funny. I was on The Five with Barbara Walters years ago when they first started that show. And back then they said, pick out five vehicles and bring us a fun vehicle, a family vehicle, and all these different categories. For the fun vehicle, how could I pick anything but the Jeep? And then the one thing came up and they said, well, what about safety? And I said, well, you know, here's a vehicle that was originally designed to be in the military, and, you know, it still today can go on the beach and climb a mountain like a billy goat, but I guess I don't know about safety. It's maybe not the safest vehicle in the world, and at the time, it wasn't the safest vehicle in the world, and I think there was nothing wrong with saying that. But today, and where you've gone with this vehicle, we're talking about world-class safety. And I'd like to talk about that, because a lot of vehicles that are built to do what this vehicle does are considered off-road vehicles. You have a vehicle that will climb the Rubicon Trail like, again, a billy goat, and some people can't even walk the Rubicon Trail.
A stock vehicle
going up the Rubicon Trail is amazing. But it's also now got the extra safety that 10, 12 years ago when I was on with Barbara Walters, it maybe didn't have, but today you do.
No, you know, the automobile has come a long way,
right.
But technology has allowed us to keep that capability in place. So,
right.
You know, you've got the lockers, you've got the heavy-duty springs, you've got the ride height, but now you have stability control, traction control, hill ascent, hill descent, electronic lockers. So all of those safety nannies that should be in place that you would expect on really any modern car, those have now been applied to what is the most capable vehicle on the planet, right? So you can still have all the fun and not compromise it in any way.
My sister's 60 years old. She just bought a 2016 Jeep Wrangler Sahara Edition. She loves it. Now, she drives this thing from California to Texas and back all the time, and she says, people are always saying, that thing can't be comfortable, but you've also put comfortable in a Jeep that is the most capable off-road vehicle, as you say.
Yeah, it's, you know, the comfort, that's a big part of it, too. Driving down dynamics are important to the consumer. I mean, it's not all about the capability. Yes, that's the cornerstone of it, but how do you refine it, not compromising the capability, but make it comfortable?
Right.
And then beyond the safety, you have a whole host of technology features now, too. You know, Bluetooth connectivity, everything you would need in a modern vehicle.
Right.
It's all right there in a completely unique package.
Well, good looking, extremely trail rated and capable, safe now, today, and actually amazingly comfortable to drive with a trailer behind it. I forgot to mention that she tows a trailer with her. So you have kind of this best of all worlds. You can then take the top off and the doors off if you want. So to me, that fun factor, when I was asked by Barbara Walters, the most fun vehicle that I could pick today is still a Jeep. Maybe you could walk through the lineup and give us a little, maybe a window into what is coming in 17, because I know you may have some surprises for us.
Well, we do. We have a number of surprises. So yeah, 2016 marks the 75th anniversary, and I think even here today, we've really solidified the foundation for the next 75 years. You know, we've entirely revamped the entire lineup over the last several years, which is, you know, obviously key in driving the phenomenal growth that we've experienced and been very, very fortunate to do so. But 2017 will be equally as big. One, Q1, we will launch the all-new Jeep Compass, which is just the most dynamic, capable, technologically advanced Jeep that we have in the marketplace today. Absolutely phenomenal. And we do have a few other surprises, not the least of which will be late next year in Q4. We will be launching the all-new Wrangler, too.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then there may be some iterations of that, like the Scrambler, which was a small pickup bed. And we're hoping for that. You've showed some concepts of that. I mean, that would just be every Jeep owner and everybody that wants to buy a Jeep would love to see that come.
You know, we continue to get that same feedback, you know, time and time again. We've done some concepts, again, that we've taken out the Moab.
Yeah.
We've made pickup trucks. We had a really awesome one. In fact, it was called the Gladiator. We took it out this year. Phenomenal response. So, you know, we're planning this over the next several years, but I can tell you that the product pipeline is looking really good over the next 3 to 4 years.
Well, there you go. In regular guy speak, the product pipeline is looking really good. That means cross your fingers. We may get what we want, everybody. Scott, thank you very much. Scott Talon, everybody.
Alan, it's always a pleasure.
Congratulations on 75 years. And the news here at the LA Auto Show is, once again, you're going to have a brand new Jeep Compass coming out first quarter.
You got it.
Of 2017. I'm Alan Taylor for USA Today. We're live on the show floor in Los Angeles at the Auto Show.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Today, broadcasting from the LA Auto Show, and I'm here with our friends from USA Today, interviewing some of the movers and shakers at the Auto Show. Joining us right now is Steve Banfield from Reach Now. What is that? Well, imagine if you could just, you know, dial up a BMW or a Mini Cooper or some fun car and drive it for 41 cents a minute. And then when you're done, park it at any basic parking space that's a legal parking space and just walk away. Well, that's what they're doing at Reach Now. And Steve, it sounds a little bit too good to be true.
It's definitely not too good to be true. It's actually really great. We just launched in April. We're in three cities, Seattle, Portland, and we just announced yesterday, Brooklyn. We're a wholly owned division of BMW, and we've got over 1,000 cars.
Thank you, BMW.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've got over 1,000 cars in the three cities. And you're right, we use BMWs. We use 3 Series, the X1 SAV. We've got the i3 electric car, and we've got Mini Coopers, 2 and 4 door, and we've also got the Clubman. So for just about any kind of use you might have, you can sign up for free. You just have to download the app. It's really fun. We do the whole thing in about 5 minutes. We get your credit card information. We take a picture of the front and back of your driver's license, and we take a selfie. We match the selfie to your driver's license. We check that your driver's license is valid. You've got a good driving record. And we can approve you in under 5 minutes. You then take your app. You just described it. Take your app.
I love this, man.
Take your app. Find a car. You reserve it. You go to it. Use the app to unlock the car. You get in. Drive away. You called it. 41 cents a minute. Makes it really great. We cover fuel. We cover insurance. And we cover parking. So you can park in any valid city parking space in the cities we operate. And it's an amazing service. We've already got over 32,000 people that have signed up. Wow. That's just from Seattle and Portland.
32,001 after we're done with this interview.
And I hope so.
Yeah.
And those people have already driven 1.2 million miles.
Wow.
Just in the first 6 months or so.
Wow.
Now we've got Brooklyn. We're really excited. We're going to keep expanding. But that's only part of what we're doing. So we announced this week here at the Auto Show, we're going to be rolling out using the same app, using the same brand, same services, new things like don't want to drive, you hit a button in that app, and we'll actually send a driver in a BMW to pick you up and take you wherever you want to go.
Well, you just kind of made a whole lot of things obsolete, it seems like.
I don't know about it made obsolete, but we certainly are trying to solve the mobility services and solve the mobility needs of consumers all over these urban centers. It's a really important thing for BMW to be in more than just the business selling cars. Now let's be very clear. We love selling cars, and we think, you know, it's important that we continue to innovate, and we'll do that. And we'll, here at the Auto Show, we've got some amazing cars here. We just introduced some new Minis, the new Mini Countryman, here at the Auto Show. But when you look at the other opportunities and the fact that in lots of cases, not everybody needs a car all the time. Not everybody wants to use a car all the time, but they may need it occasionally. And these kinds of mobility services meet that need and serve that gap.
Happens all the time. And you know what? Renting a car is such a pain. And I just did it the other day, and I mean, I literally had to drive 2 hours to return the car and then 2 hours to come back here because I only needed the car one day and I needed it the middle of the day. So my day was completely messed up the next day when I had to go return it.
Right.
And then I had to pay for an extra day because I ended up being late. and they charged me for a whole other day. And I am really happy that Reach Now is coming to a city near me soon.
That's the goal.
And I actually live in Oregon, so Portland is a city near me.
There you go. Yeah. So next time you go into town,
totally.
You got to sign up. It's free to sign up. You don't have to live in one of the cities that we currently operate in. You just need a valid U.S. driver's license. So even if you think you're going to visit Seattle, Portland, Brooklyn, or just about any other major U.S. city pretty soon, go ahead and get signed up, because you never know when you might need it, and we'll be right there on your phone when you want us.
So download the app.
Download the app. It's free to sign up.
Awesome.
It's completely free to sign up, and that membership is a lifetime membership. So it's good, as I said, in any city we operate in from now and into the future.
Unbelievable. Now, is it going to spread across the country? Is that the hopes, obviously?
Well, Seattle is our North American headquarters, and so I'd say we're going to spread across the continent.
Yeah.
So obviously across the U.S., but there's some great cities we'd love to service in Canada as well.
Yeah.
And we hope to do that maybe next year.
I love this. It's called Reach Now. You can find it at reachnow.com. But what about if I take it from, say, Portland, Oregon into California? I have to take it back then, right?
You do have to take it back. Okay. So the way this works is, again, you can pick up a car in what we call the home area. So it's a pretty big area. For example, in Seattle, it covers about 75% of the population of the city of Seattle in terms of, you know, square miles. It's pretty huge. And so you can pick up a car there and drive it across town and leave it, as you just described. You can pick up a car and maybe drive it into the mountains, go skiing, and then bring it back. Your only requirement is you bring it back into where the city where you got it. Not the exact spot, not the exact area, just somewhere in that big
zone. Park it in a regular parking place.
Regular parking spot.
I love this.
Yeah.
Now, what about if I want to keep it for a few days? Is there a different rate for that?
There are different rates for that. And in fact, we just rolled out in October long-term rental rates. So we have 2-day, 3-day, 4-day, and 5-day rental rates. But we're actually going to be piloting another service we call Reach Now Reserve. So let's say that you want a different kind of car, maybe a bigger car to go away for the weekend. Thanksgiving's coming up. You want to maybe pick up your in-laws are coming in, or you got visitors. You want something bigger, a little more roomy. You could actually reserve a car, and we'll bring it to you and drop it off. And you keep it as long as you need to. And then when you're done with it, we'll come take it away.
So the biggest problem is, where do you get the keys?
It's all done through your phone. It's all done because we're part of BMW. We actually can integrate deeply into the car. So that's the whole point. Your phone becomes your key. Your membership in Reach Now becomes the way you do this. When you say unlock, you do it through the phone. We communicate to the car. And then once you get in the car, you actually identify yourself by entering in a PIN code, sort of like your ATM code. And then the ignition unlocks, and you've got the car right at your fingertips.
This sounds so much fun. And leave it to BMW to make sure that you get to have that fun machine to drive at 41 cents a mile or a minute?
A minute.
A minute. So
10 minutes, just $4.
Yeah.
Right?
So if you need to make a quick trip somewhere,
absolutely.
This is brilliant.
Absolutely. We think so too.
Well, Steve, it is called Reach Now. Steve Banfield, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I want to make sure that I'm signed up afterwards, so you're going to have to show me how to do this. Alan Taylor for USA Today.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. We're wrapping things up here today from the LA Auto Show, and we're here with our friends from USA Today. You'll hear me say that a few times. And our show brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand made to make. Become one of the 20 million Craftsman Club members, like I am. So joining us right now here on the show floor is Reed Bigland. He's the president and CEO, or what they call the head, of Alfa Romeo and Maserati. But recently I went on an Alfa Romeo test drive in the new Giulia, the 505 horsepower, just an absolute wild machine out at a racetrack. And Reed, great job. 505 horsepower, man.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. It was great to see you at that event. Right. 505 horsepower, Ferrari-derived engine, top speed of 191 miles per hour.
I didn't
hour.
Go that fast, I swear.
Yeah, well, we had some Italian drivers there. They're prepared to go that fast in the car. And 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds. We're really pumped up about this car. Fastest four-door production sedan in the world. Wow. So those will start to arrive in U.S. dealerships here next month. So we're really only about 30 days away from people being able to buy one of those machines.
Well, I had to start there because I just drove it. But something that nobody's seen until about a half an hour ago, an Alfa Romeo SUV.
Here we are back at the LA Auto Show, and we just revealed, really, Alfa Romeo's technically its second SUV, because about 50 years ago, Alfa had an SUV. But the Alfa Romeo Stelvio, midsize SUV, again, 505 horsepower, 280 horsepower at the base. And we believe that this, too, will be the fastest SUV in the world based upon our simulations around the Nürburgring. So we're excited about that vehicle. Should start to arrive in the European marketplace Q1 of 17 and be here in the States Q2 of 2017.
Now, that is it confusing to figure out which one is the fastest SUV, whether it's Maserati or Alfa Romeo? Hey, got your fingers in both pies there.
Right, yeah. Hey, it's, Maserati. We've got the Maserati Levante, full-size SUV. And this is the first showing of that vehicle here at the Los Angeles Auto Show. So I'm not sure if we're live or if this is going to air during the show, but come on down and check out the Levante.
Yeah, no, it'll be during the show.
Because that's also, the right vehicle for the right time. The whole world seems to be moving towards SUVs in North America as well as China. But with Alfa Romeo and with Maserati, great sports car brands, we had to make our SUVs perform like sports cars. And the Levante certainly does. Adaptive air suspension, of course, Ferrari engine, 3-liter twin turbo banging out 430 horsepower. That thing can move. It's got a tremendous amount of get up and go. And as I just mentioned with Alfa Romeo, this thing is untouchable with respect to an SUV.
So I got to show the Maserati on ABC, and Michael Strahan, who's like 6'5", jumped in there. He goes, wow, I want this. And, it's interesting to see which people like certain cars. And you don't think maybe Michael Strahan would like an SUV, but he's got some kids. Yep. So he's thinking, I need to have something practical. But to have practicality, premium, in every way, shape, and form, fantastic performance, and the sex appeal of Maserati or Alfa Romeo, you guys have got the best of all worlds.
Well, we're incredibly excited. And when you think about Maserati, it's great engines, great sound, and great driving dynamics are three of the key attributes that are the hallmarks of that brand going back to 1914. And Alfa Romeo, incredible performance, state-of-the-art technology, and of course, really that gorgeous Italian design and style that has really separated Alfa Romeo from the pack over the past 105 years. Wow. So it's just, I couldn't be more excited to be affiliated with both of these great Italian brands, and particularly from an Alfa Romeo perspective, its reintroduction into the North American marketplace.
Talk about that, as a matter of fact. Where will people be able to buy Alfa Romeos and Maseratis both?
Interestingly, you can often buy them at the same dealership because we're expanding our dual Alfa Romeo Maserati dealerships. We've got some Fiat Alfa Romeo duals, and we have Alfa Maserati duals. And most of the growth is going to come in the Alfa Maserati combination. And for those that are familiar with the product portfolios of those two brands, they really complement one another quite well. From the Maserati perspective, full-size SUV in the Levante that's just getting into the market now. And then, of course, full-size cars in the Ghibli and the Quattroporte. And then, specialty vehicles in the Gran Turismo and Gran Cabrio. And then with Alfa Romeo, a couple of specialty vehicles in the 4C Coupe and 4C Spider, as well as the midsize sedan in the Giulia and midsize SUV. So you put that together, not a lot of overlap from a product perspective. And as I previously mentioned, two great Italian brands.
Well, I'm a little bit in the family. I have a Fiat 500 Abarth. And so I'm working my way up to the Alfa or the Maserati, but I'm at least in the family now.
That's great. Absolutely. You're probably eating more pasta. You're probably eating more carbs now by the looks of things.
Yes, no,
I'm just
tell. It's
I'm just
working
kidding.
Nicely. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Reed.
I think you dropped 10 last time. Since the last time I saw you.
The abuse I take from the chief executive of Alfa Romeo and Maserati, Reed Biglin. Thank you very much, Andy. Pulled me off my chair, he did. Reed Biglin, I'm Alan Taylor for USA Today at the LA Auto Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.